I'm looking forward to this conversation because I'm keen on us getting our hands in the dirt. I think it's really good for us. Although I'm not such a gardener, I'm a gardener's labourer, and I derive satisfaction too from, you know, from putting plants in the ground and nurturing them, watching them grow. It's like raising anything, isn't it? You've got to be patient. And I raise this because Levi Makuare is from Ngāti Whātua and the Ōrākei's ecology team. And they're inviting people who call Tāmaki Makaurau home up onto Takapotafo for the annual planting day, which obviously brings people together to restore the whenua and reflect the season's themes of renewal and regeneration. Hey, Levi, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Thanks for joining us on Wātea. Kia ora. How long have you been planting on the hill there, Levi? You've been doing it most of your life, mate.
Oh, yeah, roughly about 8 years now. Been kaitiakitanga o te whenua takaparawhau, just pretty much adorning our whenua, making sure that all of our plants are nicely planted, all the paruparu from off our roofs and off our tyres from our cars and our waka, filter through our whenua, go into our oceans and make sure that no harm has been done on our oceans. So,
It's special. When I go up there, mate, I do see the curves and recloaking Papatūānuku. I mean, it's really massive what you guys have been able to do on the hill, Levi. Curious to know when that planting regime started, because some of those plants are now very well established, and curious to know, you know, what the thinking is as you continue to cloak the whenua. So how long is this planting kaupapa, the annual planting day for people from Tāmaki Makaurau? How long has that been going? And tell us how it's looking all these years on, please, Levi.
Hi. So back in the days, those kaupapa has been way long established before my time.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years plus. Back in the days, it used to be a farm, so cows are all on the whenua. It was just a bare land. And fast forward to now, there's well-established ngahere around our whenua, retaining the cliffs, making sure that our cliff faces don't fall down. Also, retaining our waters, making sure that all the water that runs off our whenua, going into our oceans, manaaki te whenua, manaaki te wai, at the end of the day, we all benefit from it, being te tangata te whenua. So it's an awesome kaupapa. And yeah, she looks beautiful out here.
I know it is. What's the plan? We've been sort of filling in the valleys as well, as you say, so that the runoff is as clean as we can make it as it heads to the sea. I know that you've got nurseries up on the hill as well.
Right.
Levi, could you tell us a little bit about the nursery work? Obviously, the plants that are going to be planted, many of them will come from that nursery. So tell us what you are growing in there, please.
So, yes, all of our seeds are locally harvested, so everything is from Auckland District. So when you propagate the plants from the whenua, or from this area, planting them back into this whenua, it's pretty much back at home. So using the seeds from our area, propagating it with our iron aunties, is what we call them, the ladies in the nursery. They do a lovely, lovely job establishing all of our tupu with our kākano. And then at the end of it, we benefit off it by planting it back into our whenua and making everything beautiful, bringing back all of our little critters, all our manu, and having a community-type kaupapa, having the community come through, leaving behind their footprints and also all the plants that they've put into the whenua. It's going to be, it's always been awesome, but also this planting day coming up is going to be great.
Yeah, when is that planting day, Levi?
So this planting day is Apopo, the 20th of June.
Hey.
And it's, hi.
So it's on tomorrow. What sorts of plants, rākau, are you putting into the whenua tomorrow, mate?
So we have quite a bit at the moment, but the ones I can fire off me here, there's karamuramu, kanuka, manuka, tōtara, whāraki, harakeke, and many more. Actually, I'm not too sure at the moment of the whole palette, but those are some of the rākau that we'll be putting in apopo.
Tēnā koe. And how many rākau do you think you'll be planting tomorrow?
Oh, yes. So the community and the whānau will be planting roughly 3,000 plants.
Fantastic. Take us from the front of the marae. Can you just give, because everyone knows, looking from the marae down towards Savage Memorial, say. So are we looking at the left there or on the right-hand side? Where's tomorrow's planting going to take place?
So from our marae face, yep. To the left, we have our Te Puru o Tāmaki, our wharekai, will just be on the left of the wharekai there. So just below our wharekai, beautiful spot, especially to see the morning sunrise as we do every morning. And yep. It's just a great spot to pretty much start the morning off.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I know lots of pākehā come up to be part of this. And, I remember back when, Muldoon wanted to sell that land day to the rich and famous because it's such a gorgeous spot. And so, people held our ground and our nerve. And so we have it as a taonga for Māori, of course, but the generosity of the people on the hill is just rich and beautiful. They say, yeah, we're going to protect it, but you're welcome to come and visit. There's no fences, no gates. Makes it pretty special, doesn't it, Levi? And you'll be looking forward to seeing some of these, new migrant kids and their families, or little blondies with blue eyes coming up and planting on the hill tomorrow.
So yeah, that's the beautiful thing about this, having the community come through, seeing all the different faces, and this year being Matariki, Te Heringa Waka, Te Heringa Tangata, it's not just for us, it's for the whole community. So everybody that's around Tāmaki Makaurau and further, mau mai, haere mai. It's just a beautiful kaupapa to get the kids, the whole whānau out into the taiao, bring the whole family, bring the dog. It's a lovely day to just get your hands into the whenua, and it's real therapeutic.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I had a mate just text through and say, could you ask Levi if they're planting pōtukawa?
At the moment, not this year, no. So, yeah. It's a wānanga, that one, but
A bit of a wānanga. Well,
just
touch on it for a moment, because of some of the qualities of the raka, you mean?
At the moment, I think about 5 years now, there's a disease going around hitting our pūtukawa, our kauri, and those, particularly those two raka we try not to plant at the moment, just to try and fight the disease off anyway. So
yeah, okay. Oh, well, that's sensible. Yeah. If we learn to understand it better and get the all clear signs, no doubt we can still do that. So obviously you're planting in a pattern, and so you're deliberately creating walkways through the ngāhere, or are you fully cloaking it?
Fully cloaking it. So this area that we're planting into, this hasn't been planted in for about 10 odd years now. And it's a real established ngāhere, so things to expect on the day. The boys have been working hard throughout these few weeks to make sure the grass is nice and low, making sure that all the rākau and the roots aren't tripping over anybody while we're walking around, because we want everyone to go home with a smile and making sure that,
And tell me, are you using these? Because when I see motorways planted now, they've got little cover things that they put on the Mabra that I'm picking disintegrate in time. Are you protecting each of the rākau as you plant them individually?
So actually we have kaitiaki around here. So like myself, we come back through after planting days and throughout the months to check on our rākau, making sure that they're nice and strong and growing well, and pretty much observing how everything's going throughout the winter, throughout our planting season. So it's going to be a bit of a maintenance on our end, but at the same time, all the hard work's been done, having the whānau community come in and put them into the ground. So that's a big help.
It's going to be a special day, as it is each planting day. How many people are you anticipating will be coming through Apopo, Levi?
Hey, our catering's gone up to roughly 100 and something tacos. I heard that we're having tacos on Pōpō, so that's another initiative whānau. Everybody loves a bit of kai, and why not feed the masses? And I guess roughly 120 people, what we expect to be on, be here tomorrow, but we make sure that our catering's nice and our numbers are high anyway.
It must be really satisfying for you, bro, because, you know, the Makuhari whānau is so intertwined with the history of Takaparawhau. And to be involved in this sort of work must be tremendously satisfying for you. How proud are you to be part of this sort of mahi?
I'm real proud of being part of this mahi. It's an honour and a privilege every morning coming into work, looking at all the hard yards that the whānau have put in, paying homage to everybody that's protected our whenua, making sure that our generation and the next generation benefit and have our voices heard. So it's awesome being part of this kaupapa, starting from the bottom and making my way up into the team lead roles and actually having the initiative and the power to push this kaupapa forward and elevate it to where it is today. So it's awesome.
And it's been wonderful having a kōrero with you too about, you know, sadly in Māori media, we get a lot of negative news that we've got to sort of share. But I really loved talking about the positivity that exists as well, because we need to counteract all the negative with some positive. Aye. And this is a very positive kaupapa. All the best to you and the team up on the hill. I've always called it the hill myself. Aye. But I know that many people from around Tamaki Makaurau will enjoy putting their hands in the soil and forever looking up at the hill and saying, I was part of that day. So it's a special day. If you'd like to go along, roll up. What time do you need to be there, Levi?
So the kaupapa starts 9:30, roughly start around about 10 o'clock our planning and finish around about 12:30.
Beauty. And then tacos on in the funny guy.
And then Taco Saturday.
Nice meeting you and having a cordial with you, brother. Thank you, Levi.
Tēnā koe,
man. All the best. Hope the day goes well tomorrow.